Children, I'm going to read the part of the story today when Moses, by the command of the Lord, invited the people to bring things to make the tabernacle out of. And notice that the people were also invited to bring their skills and their work, to do work for the tabernacle. Notice what kinds of work they get to do for the tabernacle. Hear the word of the Lord in the book of Exodus, chapter 35 and 36. And Moses said to all the congregation of the sons of Israel, saying, "This is the word which Yehovah commanded, saying, take from among you an uplifting to Yehovah. Everyone who is freely willing in his heart shall bring it, an uplifting of Yehovah. And let everyone who is wise in heart among you come and make all things that Yehovah has commanded." And all the assemblage of the sons of Israel went out from before Moses. And they came, every man whose heart carried him, and all whose spirit was freely willing, brought the uplifting of Yehovah for the use of the tabernacle of the congregation and for all its service and for the garments of holiness. And they came, the men with the women, everyone noble in heart. They brought a brooch and an earring and a ring and a band, every vessel of gold, and every man who waved a wave offering of gold to Yehovah. And every woman wise in heart spun with her hands, and they brought that which they had spun, the blue and the crimson, the scarlet twice dyed, and the fine linen. And all the women whose heart impelled them in wisdom spun the goat's wool. Every man and woman whose heart was freely willing to bring things for all the use which Yehovah had commanded to be done by the hand of Moses, the sons of Israel brought to Yehovah a free will offering. And Moses said to the sons of Israel, "See, Yehovah has called by name Bezaleel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and he has filled him with the Spirit of God, in wisdom, in understanding, and in knowledge, and in all use, and to think thoughts, to make in gold, and in silver, and in bronze, and in crafting of stone for infilling, and in crafting of wood, to do in every use from thought. And he has put into his heart to teach, into him and into Aholiab, the son of Ahisamach of the tribe of Dan. He has filled them with wisdom of heart to do every use of the craftsman and of the thinker and of the embroiderer in blue and in crimson, in scarlet twice dyed and in fine linen, and of the weaver, to those who do every use and of those who think thoughts." And Bezaleel and Aholiab made, and every man wise in heart, in whom Yehovah gave wisdom and understanding to know how to make things, all that was of use for the service of the sanctuary, as to all that Yehovah commanded. Amen. So you might have noticed some of the kinds of work that the children of Israel got to do to help with the tabernacle. It mentioned spinning and weaving and embroidering. It also mentioned metal work, with the various kinds of precious metals, and woodwork, and cutting precious stones. And it said that the Lord especially inspired two men, Bezaleel and Aholiab, to teach the other people how they could help, what needed to be done, so they could help too. Wasn't that these two men did all the work, they were the leaders, the teachers, to show them how they could help too. And the children of Israel were so eager to help, to bring their skills to building the beautiful holy tabernacle that the Lord gave them to build. Now let's think about work, because in this world, there's lots of work that has to be done. We need to eat three times a day. So that means we have to make food three times a day. When we're done eating, we need to clean up the dishes. Otherwise, we'd soon run out of clean dishes and our kitchen would be full of dirty dishes. And before that we can make food, someone has to go to the store and buy the food. And before someone can go to the store and buy the food, someone has to grow the food in the fields and in the gardens, raising cows and sheep and pigs and chickens so that we can eat. We also need a warm place to sleep at night. So we have to dig down into the ground and lay the foundations with cinder block and concrete. We have to frame the wooden sides of the house and put in the windows and the doors and the floor and the ceiling. We have to build a chimney so that the house can be warm. We have to put a roof on. A lot of work in a house. Before we can do that, someone has to make the parts that we're going to use to build the house. Someone has to cut down trees and saw them into boards. Someone has to cast the nails and the screws and all the other metal parts and all the parts that go into a house. It's a lot of work. And once we have a house, we have to keep it clean because otherwise it would soon get so dusty and dirty it wouldn't be safe to be there. It's a lot of work. And we need clothes too. So that means we have to grow cotton, or we have to raise sheep, shear them and clean the wool and card it and spin it and weave it into cloth and cut the cloth and sew it together so that it fits. It's a lot of work. That's just to live in this world. And if we don't know how to do some of these things, we don't have the skills or we don't have the time, then we need to do other work so that we can hire people who do know how to do it for us. And there's lots of different other kinds of work that also need to be done. We could be school teachers, we could be nurses or doctors, we could be firemen or policemen, we could be truck drivers. There's millions of kinds of work that really need to be done in this world. Lots of work. Now, a lot of times we don't feel like doing the work. We would rather sit and chat with our friends on the computer, or we'd like to go out and play. We'd rather just sleep and let somebody else make the food, and I'll eat it when it's ready. But what if everybody did? Nobody did the work. We would soon die. And fortunately, the Lord wants to help us move from the place where we would rather not do the work to a place where we actually love to do the work. We love the fact that we can and have the chance to do work that's useful. That's where the Lord would like to lead us. Now the thing is, we do have choices about the work we do. We may not have any choice as to whether we do it or not. We might have to do the work. But we still have choices about how we do the work and how we think about our work. Basically, we can either look up to the Lord in heaven, or we can look down to ourselves and the world. For example, a mom can look up to the Lord. She has so much to do. 3 meals a day, every day, for her family, all year long, and so many other ways that she has to care for her family. And it's a lot of work, and there's never enough time and energy for her to really get it done the way she thinks it should be done. But she can think about the fact that she's really glad to be married to this man and to have these children. And she can think about the fact that actually there is no more important use that the Lord gives to anyone on this earth than to be married and to raise children for heaven. And she can be glad that the Lord gives her a chance to help in this use. Even though a lot of days she doesn't really feel like she knows how to do it, she knows that the Lord is working with her and will guide her. Or take a dad. He gets up early in the morning. He works hard all day. He comes home kind of late at night. And still, there never seems to be enough money. Maybe he has to get up in the middle of the night because he works night shifts, or because he's a fireman and somebody really needs his help, or he's a doctor or a nurse. Somebody really needs his help. And it's tiring. But still, he can choose to say to himself, I am always going to give people my best work. Because he knows that in that way, when he treats other people, the customers he works for and the people he works with, honestly, justly, and faithfully, that's the way he really can love his neighbor. And in that way, he can become a good servant of the Lord. So we have these choices that we get to make. We can either be grumpy about our work, or we can look at it as a job that the Lord gives us to do. And so if we practice thinking in this good way about our work and practice doing the best job we can of our work, gradually the Lord changes us. He changes us into a person who, by our mind and in our, even in our body, is a form of love to the neighbor. Can come to the point where even when we're on vacation or resting and having fun, in the back of our minds, we're still thinking about our work because we love it so much. We can be that kind of person, like the angels are in heaven, like the children of Israel were in this story, where they were eager to give their work to the Lord. So when your mom and dad or your school teacher ask you to do some work and you don't feel like it, try not to be slow or grumpy, or especially to be sloppy about your work. Rather, do it the best you can, because you can be grateful that the Lord's given you the brains and the hands and the feet to do something useful in this world, because that's not true of everybody. You have the chance to learn how to be a useful person, which is a wonderful thing. And if you practice, then you will more and more become a useful person, and you'll love to be useful. Amen.